This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M. Parramatta fans, get comfy because MG is going to determine whether or not you are contenders in 2021 or not. You're very similarly positioned to where they were last year, MG.
Put your slippers on, kick back, it's cool outside, nice and cold weather, put the fire on, get the pipe and get some soup and I'll tell you what's going to happen this year for your Eels.
Steady on, it's autumn, it's not winter yet, come on. Hey, we are going to get to the Eels very shortly, but first.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours, Team List Tuesdays.
Brought to you by Kraken Rum. Kraken and Cola Premix, to be specific. Bar quality, served at home.
Yeah, I gave you one, about half an hour ago?
You
said, no, I don't drink on the job, but I'll save one for as soon as we finish the show, because they are cracking good.
That's right. So crack and rum while you're having your soup in your slippers.
And smoking your pipe.
Hey, let's get stuck into these teams, MG. There were three teams specifically you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Straight off the top, South Sydney taking on the Melbourne Storm. Souths were brutalised by injury over the weekend. And Wayne Bennett, boy, he's been forced into a reshuffle. I'll walk you through them first. Reynolds out with that thumb injury. Their halves are now Benji Marshall and Cody Walker. They'll be 6 and 7, which means Alex Johnson will go back to fullback to cover the still suspended Latrell Mitchell. Tane Milne will come into the side on a wing. His first game as a Bunny, which is a name we haven't heard for a little bit.
Bit of a journeyman for a man so young.
Yeah, absolutely. So Stephen Masters is on the other wing. Braden Burns also comes back into the side at centre.
Talk about depth. What about the signing of Benji Marshall? Come on. Cody Walker suspended earlier in the year for a couple of weeks, and now Adam Reynolds out with an injury, and guess who goes in there? The great red wine that just gets better with age.
It has provided so much flexibility to that Bunny side. Jai Arrow is going to move back to number 13 for the injured Cam Murray, which means Tevita Totola will start in that front row as well. So that depth continues to abound, MG. On the other side of things, Nelson Asofa-Solomona and George Jennings both returned to the Melbourne Storm outfit they missed last week because of head knocks. Now, Harry Grant's named at 9, with Brandon Smith named at 13, but you don't think that's how they'll start?
Nelson will start. Benji, get ready for the avalanche. He's coming your way. Big thunder lips. Boom.
Beware,
boom,
Benji.
Boom.
All right, the other team you wanted to talk about was the Roosters. They take on the Parramatta Eels this Friday night at Bankwest Stadium, and this is another team that is just having to adjust on the fly, and thankfully Trent Robinson has got some depth to work with. James Tedesco will come back. He'll be at fullback, which means Joey Manu will go into the centres, and Brett Morris is obviously out with that ACL. Lindsay Collins is also out, but they get Takiaho back, so nice replacement there. Sam Verrills is out, MG. He's got a semi-detached retina.
Don't muck around with that.
No.
My goodness.
So he
can't take a trip, Sammy, can he?
Oh, he's having a rough old trot. So Ben Marshke will start at number 9, and Adam Kieran comes back onto the bench, number 14. Nat Butcher will come in for Tupanua, who's out with that one-game suspension for a shoulder charge. Interestingly, that Lachie Lamb is named among the reserves, so wonder whether potentially Drew Hutchison might miss out late.
Well, Teddy's back. That's fantastic. But, gee, big losses. I mean, BMOs, they're still reeling from that. Lindsay Collins, Verrills is a massive loss. He was just starting to find his groove back after his own dramas with a knee. And Tupanua has been one of the form back rowers in the competition this year. So, look, Parramatta, if we're going to talk about them soon. If they want to be title contenders, they've got to do a job on Roosters.
All right, MG. And the other team you wanted to know about was the Canberra Raiders. Off the back of another loss, their third on the trot.
Well, they play the Knights in the Loser Leaves Town game, so I can't wait to see what both these teams look like.
Well, the Big Papa is back. Josh Papali'i comes back in after his mental refresher week that
he had.
Yeah, his hiatus. But Ryan James, he drops out of that 17. And halfback George Williams, who was a late out because of that injury he suffered in the warm-up, he has been named again, but still no Josh Hodgson or Jared Croker. And Joe Tarpany, despite his wife's insistence, has been named on the bench again.
Yeah, okay, so good to have the Big Papa back. Obviously, he's their go-forward man. And look, they're up against the Newcastle Knights, who are equally as desperate. So this will be one of them games. It could be 10-8 or it could be 40-38.
Well, no Blake Green, MG. He's out with a rib injury. So the halves for this Newcastle Knights side is Kurt Mann and Phoenix Crossland.
Wow. Yeah, they wouldn't have banked on that at the start of the season.
No.
The Newcastle Knights.
I don't reckon Am O'Brien would have banked on it either. Quickly, before we go, I just wanted to mention the Manly Seagulls taking on the Warriors on Sunday at Brookvale Lottoland Oval. The Seagulls were flying, coming off the back of a solid performance against the Panthers, despite the loss. but this hits them hard. Both Josh Alloway and Marty Tapau out. Alloway looks to miss up to 12 weeks with a hand injury.
Yeah, they've both been their two best up front. I mean, Tapau's found some form, some ancient form, and Alloway has been fantastic in the last maybe month since going there from the Tigers. So that's two big losses for the Manly. Wow.
Huge, huge. Moses Sully comes back into the side on the bench, but interesting to see how Tommy Turbo can cope without those two big boppers up front. Those are your big headline team changes for round 9. We didn't talk about the Eels there. Recapping, if you missed it, Michael Jennings and the club have officially parted ways with a year and a bit to go on that man's contract. But we are going to go deep on the Eels next. MG, I want you to answer the question. Is this Parramatta Eels side a contender in 2021? It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.